375 miles per hour. That is how fast a Japanese train went earlier this week on a test run near Mount Fuji, and it's a world record. For comparison's sake, Amtrak's Acela Express tops out at 150 miles per hour. Joining us from Tokyo is the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. And Rupert, we know Japan has fast trains already, but this is a different kind of train. This is a maglev train.
That's right. So Japan is famous for its bullet train, which dates all the way back to the 1960s, the first really high-speed train in the world. But this thing is completely different, completely new, a different technology. So it doesn't have any wheels. This thing floats on magnetic levitation. So it literally floats about on being repelled by magnets about 10 centimeters. So what's that? About 6 inches above the rail bed. And the rail bed is like a trench that it runs in. And I've seen it. This thing is extraordinary. I mean, it's mind-blowing how fast it can go. And at the moment, this is a test track, but they are, in the next 2 years, going to start building the rest of this line from Tokyo to Nagoya and then on to Osaka. And it will be the fastest train line in the world by some large margin.
But there is already a maglev train just across the water in Shanghai, right?
Yes, there is. That it runs between Shanghai's Pudong International Airport and downtown Shanghai. It was built on German technology. It's a slightly different system from the Japanese one. One of the main drawbacks of this system is it's very expensive to build. And the Chinese built this one from the airport to the downtown. They've never extended it any further. And there was some skepticism that this technology will ever get built. But the Japanese are determined to go ahead with this, and they are going to build this line 600 kilometers long. So what, about 400 miles long?
Well, and I guess the question is why. We have talked to you so many times about the problems with Japan's economy and the structural problems with Japan's economy. This is not something that clearly can be solved just by pumping money into the economy. There's an aging population. There's not a lot of immigration. Why do Japanese leaders feel that putting so much money into such a high-speed train is going to be so valuable to Japan?
Well, it's very interesting. The economic case for this, they say the economic case for this line is strong because the number of trips between Tokyo and Osaka, the two biggest urban centers in Japan, there are so many trips every day on that the old high-speed line is going to be saturated by the mid-2020s and they will need a new line. I would, you know, I'm myself a fairly skeptical when you think of the shrinking population here. But apparently, according to demographers, the populations of Tokyo and Osaka are going to continue to grow. And these are some of the biggest cities in the world. The Tokyo area, not just Tokyo City, but the Tokyo urban area has 37 million people.
Yeah.
So they need a lot of transport. And apparently they're going to finance the construction of this new line purely out of profits that they have made out of the old line, that they're not going to take government money. So they say they can do it.
How much of this is just about rivalry between Japan and China?
Well, there's certainly a lot of rivalry on train technology. The Japanese at the moment, I mean, Mr. Abe will come to America next week and he will be touting Japanese technology for proposed high-speed lines in the United States between, the Boston-Washington corridor and others around the country. Japan is bidding for the Mumbai to Delhi high-speed line in India. So, yes, this is important stuff. And Japan wants to put its technology out front and center and say that it's better than the Chinese version.
And you haven't been on this train, right, Rupert? Not yet.
No, they're very strange about this, Jeremy. I have been trying for at least a year to get on this train, and they say because I'm not part of the Japanese press corps, I'm not allowed to ride on it. Why they have this attitude, I really don't know. But I do. Yeah, I have been trying to get a ride on it.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes speaking with us from Tokyo. Rupert, thank you.
Thank you.